Charles and the Lake Area.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather joins us a little bit later with a rundown of some of the events going on the calendar. Music this hour, we'll be listening to Christmas music. Compositions by Johann Christoph Pez, Arcangelo Corelli, and Marc-Antoine Charpentier. We begin with music by Giuseppe Torelli this afternoon on Afternoon Classics. This is the Concerto Opus 8, number 6.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Press here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette has quite a number of new titles this fall. Through Mama's Eyes, Unique Perspectives in Southern Matriarchy. Also, Made in Louisiana, The Story of the Acadian Accordion by Mark Savoy. And Ehe's Town and the Architectural Image of Louisiana. You can find out more about these titles through their website, ulpress.org, or if you're on campus, you can stop by their offices in Dupré Library. In Brobridge at the Tesh Center for the Arts, there's a new exhibit on display. It's called J'aime le coton jaune, I love brown cotton. It's presented by the Acadian Brown Cotton Association. For more information, you can stop by the Tesh Center for the Arts website. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have a special event to help out their youth orchestra. It's called Deck the Halls, a Christmas Home Tour that will take place on December 5th. For information or tickets, you can go to acadianasymphony.org. Tickets are also available at that website for their Christmas concert, which is a sleigh ride together with Zachary Richard and the Youth Orchestra. That will take place on Thursday, December 16th at 7 p.m. in the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Running December 3rd through the 19th at Cité des Arts is an Acadiana Christmas Carol. Their website is citédesarts.org, or you can call them about tickets. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has their inaugural Pelican Ball on December 9th. The original 12 pelicans on parade will be in the atrium for the ball. For ticket information or information about pelicans on parade, you can call the ACA or go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. In the Lake area, the Louisiana Choral Foundation will have a couple Christmas concert performances. On December 10th, they will perform their Christmas concert at the First United Methodist Church in Lake Charles, and on December 12th in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church. Tickets for either of those concerts will be available at the door. December 11th is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of exhibits will be on display at galleries and exhibit spaces throughout downtown. The Hilliard Art Museum has several exhibits on display right now. 20 Years of Mare Press, Master Shin Long's Universe of the Mind, Kara Wood's Axis, and many others. You can find out more about these exhibits and activities taking place at the Hilliard through their website, hilliardmuseum.org. And many of the libraries in parishes all around South Louisiana have activities for the holiday season for children, teens, and adults. You can stop by your library or go to their website for information. In Lafayette Parish, it is lafayettepubliclibrary.org, but you can check out your parish's public library system and find out what's available there over the holidays. And you can find out a whole lot more about what's happening here at KRVS by going to our website, krvs.org. There you can sign up for our newsletter. It's a great newsletter, lots of information, often really nice photographs. It's a really nice way to stay informed about KRVS. And daily you can check out our Instagram or Facebook pages. So good ways to find out about programs, program producers, and other activities happening at KRVS. If you'd like to support the programs that accompany you throughout your day, you can do that at krvs.org by clicking the red donate button and making your contribution. There are other ways to support KRVS, and if you'd like to explore those, just click the support button. It's a drop-down menu, and there are lots of ways you can help KRVS, including program underwriting. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.